This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine and Russia are accusing each other of planning to attack one of the world's largest nuclear power plants, but neither side provided evidence to support their claims of an imminent threat to the facility in southeastern Ukraine that's occupied by Russian troops. The Zaporizhia nuclear power plant has been a focus of concern since Moscow's forces took control of it and its staff in the early stages of the war. Russia and Ukraine have regularly traded blame over shelling near the plant that caused power outages. Israel ends its West Bank raid, calling it a blow to militants while Palestinians grapple with the destruction. AP correspondent Charles David Esmer reports.
Israel's withdrawn its troops from Jenin, but warns its most intense military operation in the occupied territory in nearly two decades was not a one-off. The pullout Wednesday morning ended an intense two-day operation that's killed 12 Palestinians and an Israeli soldier. Residents of the Jenin refugee camp found widespread damage after daybreak. The army claims to have inflicted heavy damage on militant groups in Jenin, but it remains unclear whether there will be any lasting effect after more than a year of heavy fighting in the West Bank. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of Israelis took to the streets in Tel Aviv after the city's police chief said on Wednesday he was quitting the force, citing political intervention by members of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hard right cabinet, whom he said it wanted excessive force used against anti-government protesters. Soon after the announcement, thousands of protesters carrying Israeli flags and chanting democracy marched through Tel Aviv. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app from the Apple or Google Play Store.